Today's share, Mr. Yomi, is being run live from our teal up north. As you know, Yomi has been driven all over the country up to them. And once again, on this very special teal, we are continuing Siman Tov Reish Ches Sif Beis. Nashim She'ochos Vishosos Ad Shecha Shecha Vehein Einan Yodos Shemitzvah Lahoisif Michol Ala Kodesh. Women that eat and drink up until nightfall, and they don't know that it's a mitzvah to go ahead and be mosif, and to add from chol, from Erev Yom Kippur, into Yom Kippur, they don't know the idea and the concept of tosefes, Yom HaKippurim, ein memachin biyadon, kidei shelo yavo lasos bezodo. You should not go ahead and object to them, and make a macha, make an objection, shelo yavo lasos bezodo, so they don't come to do it, but mezid. V'hu adin b'chol b'var iser. And the Ramah now adds, and the same is true in everything that is usher, Aminam, we say, Mutav Shiyu Shoyin, it's better that they act b'shoyeg, the lo yiyu mzidim. And they should not be mazed, better that they should remain a shogeg and not do something to mazed. But dafka she'enum ferish b'tayra. Then comes the Ramah, this is specifically if it's not explicit in the Torah, like something like this, which is learned out from a drasha. Afal pi shehu dairaisa. Even if it's dairaisa. But if it's explicit in the Torah, like do not eat on Yom Kippur, then you need to object, even if, according to the Ramah, even if they will become amazing. But if he knows, but if he knows when he tells these people that they're not going to listen, so even though he knows they're not going to listen, lo yomar berabim lo chichon rak pamachas, he should not go ahead and object to them in public more than one time. Aval lo yarbe betachochos, but you should not go ahead and overdo it in the tachochos, in the tochacha, in the warnings. Me'achar sheyodeya shelo yishmu elav, after you know that they're not going to listen to you. However, that was all in public. So in public, you only do it once. But biyachid, privately, you have to give him a chacha if it's something that's mefarish b'taira. Ad sheyakeno, until he goes ahead and hits you or curses you. That's the explicit shulchan aruch ha'ramah. This is obviously a complex halakhic issue. How to give to Tochacha, when to give to Tochacha. So we'll try to first read the Mishnah Berurah on this, and then we'll try to give somewhat of a perspective on halakhically really what you're supposed to do nowadays. Again, it's not a halakha l'maisa, maisa mamish shir. It's more halakha l'maisa than obviously Gemara b'iyun, but we're not your poisek, so shailas need to be asked. Especially in terms of how to deal with family members and things like that. So, Sif Katan Gimel. Ein Memachin Biyadan. You do not go ahead and object and give Tochacha to these Nashim who don't seemingly know about Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, and the assumption being that they will continue to eat until Yom Kippur, so better that they should be Shogeg and not Mezid. The Dafka comes to Mishnah Berurah. Dafka biyodeh b'vaday shelo yikav l'bimena. Specifically, if you know that these women won't really listen. Aval b'safek shema yikavlu. But if there is a suffix, whether they will listen, like Mez Hashem, your wives, or maybe Nashim Tzikaniyos, Tzarech Limchais, you have to go ahead and give tochacha and object to their behavior. Afilu b'midi d'rabbanim. Even in things that are derabbanan, for sure, in a case like this, where it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to be meisif mi chol al kodesh, or mi kodesh al chol, sif dalin vuladin chol devar iser, comes the Ramah and he says, in all isurim, it's better to be shoygeg and not meisif. So he says, rotz lomar gab kein kishen borulo shelo yikab l'menu. He says, talking once again, when it's clear. And all these other isurim, the person will not accept your tochacha, but if they will, then of course you should do it. And it's a chiyuv to do it. V'chol zeh ein chiluk Bein Rabim Liyachid. There's no difference between giving to Chacha to many or to someone personally. Mutav Shiyu Shagin Yal Tiyu Mezidin is only if you know for sure they will not listen. Sifkatan Hey, Amrinan Mutav Shiyu Shogin, wrote to Lomar. Kam came to Borrow Low. Shim Yomar Lehem Loyik Kabu Mimenu. Once again, it's better to be Shogig. Not amazing when you know they won't accept from you, Tochacha. Like we said already a couple of times. And now we're talking where we know now that they are doing it b'shogeg. But if he knows that it's aser, even the mezid, and they are doing it the mezid, then you have to go ahead and give them tochacha, the warning, and object. Even if you know they won't accept it. Who nihi the mishayam mochiach eno nenash avur chatam kevan shabaru lo shlo yikablum. Says, and even though in such a situation it's not considered as if it's an aveira for you for not giving the tochacha because you didn't contribute to their doing the aveira because they would have done it anyway, still it's a mitzvah to go ahead and do tochacha, meaning you can't say that you're not giving tochacha in such a situation where they are bemazed and not going to listen to you anyway. But if you don't do it, you are contributed to the Avera, still a mitzvah. Continue by there. So the Ramah had said, we're specifically talking where it is not mifurash b'tayra, not explicit in Torah. But it's a lomar, the azal yichon et lois shoshoy yin umutan heim bazeh. He says, what's the idea of mifurash b'tayra? Mifurash b'tayra doesn't mean that automatically if it's mifurash b'tayra that you don't go ahead and listen to this klal of mutav shiyu shogeg v'lo yu mezidin. The pshat is that if it's ein mefurish b'tayra, then we could assume if it's ein mefurish b'tayra that they were shogeg. Mashalo yishmu, and the fact that they haven't been, the fact they won't listen to you, right? Yishmu lanu, mashano melahem. What do you say to them? Shu aser machmas tekilu adavar. That's based on the fact that they will treat it lightly. That's when we say mutav shiyu shogeg aval b'davar mefurish b'tayra, but something that is mefurish b'tayra v'heim oivin al zeh, and they are over v'vaday einam shogeg. For sure, they're not shogeg. Lo shayich bu loymar mutav shiyu shogeg, and therefore you can't say it's better that they should be a shogeg. And therefore u'machina b'hu v'anshina b'hu ad d'parshei, and therefore you should object to them and even penalize them until they stop doing the Aveira. So what's coming out here is a fascinating thing according to the Mishnah Berurah. And he's saying, this whole idea of not giving tochacha except when it is mefurish b'tayra, and if it's mefurish b'tayra, you have to give a bacha, it seems pretty clear that it's where we can't be tayla that they know it. But it sounds like if we know that they know it, so then l'chayra, you have to give them tochacha, which is wild. On the other hand, what would be with people who don't know things that are even mefarish b'tayra? There are people today that don't know anything. They don't know even that there's a concept of Shabbos or not eating on Yom Kippur or not eating chametz. They don't know. They're not holding in a lot of theirs, if not all of them. There are people like that. So once again, treat that as for them is Eino Mefurish B'Tayra, and we would say that it's better they should be a Shogeg and not a Mezid. Let's move right there. Zayin Meichel B'Yadam. He says, V'davka B'Lek Sakana. It's only if it's not a Sakana for you. Aval B'Dika Cheshash Sakana. But if you're concerned that they might hurt you physically and it could be dangerous to you, Ein Sarach Lem Chayis, then you do not have to do a Macha. Hey, Kasu B'Chinuch B'Mitzah Reishla B'Test Ayicham. Ayin B'Chayisha Mitzvah Simen Yudbeis V'Yodea Simen Shin Lamed Dalet. The Chinuch says that you don't have to give macha if there's any concern that what you're giving macha will cause you some bodily harm. We continue weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. V'im yodea she'ein. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah is going on where if you know that they will not listen, that you only say it berabim one time. So the Mishaburah here says, "Gam came al dvar hamafirish b'tayra." Also talking here on things that are mafirish b'tayra, explicit in the Torah. Who adin al shar mezid, and the same thing would be for all mezids, even if it's not mafirish b'tayra, and we know that you know it. The haydush deyashu lasid, meaning you know that he knows that it's aser, but over al zeh, and he is over on it, right? Ad soif hago, inay lasha. So again, the whole rest of this Ramah, when he says that you know ein dvarim nishmain, you should not say it beravim, only one time, and if it's biyachid, you will keep going ahead and doing it. So he's saying that we're talking here where it's mefayresh b'tayra, and therefore you have to give him a chah. I mean, we don't say that it's better to be what, that it's better to be shaygei and not a mazid. So in those situations where we know that, and we can assume that he knows, then you only give him macha one time berabim and many times be yichidus. So the Mishnah Berurah continues, v'hine lashon v'im yedeya kasvu achronim she'eno meduktak. Says the lashon of im yedeya, and if, when he says if you know she'ein dvarim, right? Nishma'in lo yomar berabim. Should not say it berabim to be mochiach only one time. He says that's not really meduyak. Lachvorim say the ad achshav gam kein ayibachi, because up until now we're also talking where you know ella the bala chadesh. So what's he coming to say? We're talking about up until now, if you know. Rather, he's talking the yeshchilut bein rabim liyachid. He's just coming to make a distinction between a rabim liyachid, the rabim that by rabim kishiyodeya she'ein dvarim nishmaim, by rabim when it's mefurish b'toro, when you know he knows, and you know he's not going to listen. So then it's mechuyev lochiach rak kamachad. You only have to give a tochacha one time. Aval liyachid mechuyev lochiach kama pamim, but in private, do it many times ad haka o klala, up until the point where he would hit you or curse you. Sif katan. Tes rak parachas, only one time the rabbim, ulay yishmu, maybe he will actually listen, or so that they should not have any openings to say, oh, you know, it should be that they're actually aware and cannot rationalize. Umikan the elech, kishem shemitzvah loimar davar hanishma, and from then on, same way, it's a mitzvah to say something that will be heard. Kach mitzvah, it's also a mitzvah. Shalo loymar davar she'eno nishma, not to say things that are not going to be heard. Sif katan yud, chayiv lochicha, a yachid, you have to give tochacha until he hits you. And this is talking about, again, a situation where it's mefarish b'tayra. You know that he knows. There's no issue of better to be a shaygei and not be amazed. So you have to go ahead and give him teichacha, and not only one time. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud, Chayav Lochicha. So he says, Ba'avera she'beseiser yochicha beseiser. If he did an avera in private, you should not publicly give him teichacha, only privately. Ba'avera she'begalui, if he's doing an avera publicly, yochichu miyad, you should give him teichacha right away. So he should not, shelo yizchalul, shem shemayim, so he should not be mechalul, shem shemayim. Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Yikal Lenu, he says, "V'yesh Omen the day ad she yinzoif boy hachayte." And we can the eilech aser loichicho shenemar al tochiach leitz pen is ma'echa. He says, once the guy is treating it and treating you like a leitz, there are those that say that if you see it's the point where he's going to hate you for it, and you're doing it is just annoying him, and it's not going anywhere, and he's going to hate you for it, then you do not go ahead and do it. And that's an important split, possibly, for not giving tochacha to non-religious Jews that are going to hate you for the tochacha. And we'll see, and I'm going to talk a little more about what's the story of Zman Hazeh, giving tochacha, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, when people are driving on car, in cars, And so do you go ahead and give a pechacha? So let's go one by one. So we had seen that if we're talking about something that's not mefurish b'Torah, so we can assume that the person doesn't know. So we go and we give them pechacha, and there's no distinction between Yachid and Rabban. That's what the Mishnah Berurah pointed out in Sif Katan Dalet. But what about a situation where a bunch of people are doing an Avera, and some of them you know will be Mekabel, and some of them won't be Mekabel? Because we said it's only where you know that they're not getting Mekabel. If you know they're getting Mekabel, of course you have to give Tochacha, even when it is Ein Amor Frish B'Torah, because that's Dafka what they want you to tell them. That's like the ideal Mitzvah Tochacha, is when they don't know something, and you tell them, and then you know they're going to listen. So what happens if you have a situation where you know that there are some people, or you could assume, or you don't know, you think there might be other people that will not listen, but you know that there are people in the group that will listen? So Rav Moshe in Shuvah and Orachayim Chelet Beis Siman Lamed Vav says, since some of them will be Mekabel, or even if it's a suffix that they might be Mekabel, you have to give Macha, and which is, you know, a wild psak, but you have to understand, you know, check it out. And he's basically saying you should not, you know, refrain from the fact that there are those that are going to, based on this, be amazed, because at the end of the day, they're still doing the Avera now. He does point out that if it's possible to break them up and give them tochacha separately, so then you will not go ahead and give it to them publicly. Rather, again, we're in a situation where it's not mefurish b'Torah. So anyone that you think will possibly listen, you have to give them macha. And if you can separate them from the ones that you know will for sure not listen, then you should. That's what Moshe says. Now, we talked about what's considered something, talked about a distinction between mefurish b'Torah and ein mefurish b'Torah. So what is the geder of that? So the Pnei Yeshua in Sukkah, Beis and Beis, Hebrew Maskel of the Gemara, again, a lot of these things are pointed out in Tirshu. So he says that even something that is the mitzvah is ikar min haTorah, and its perish is medivrei seifrim, is considered not mefurish b'Torah. On the other hand, Aruch Laner says, no, it's such a mitzvah like that is considered mefurish b'Torah, even though its perish is medivrei seifrim from Chazal. And he says, we only say mutav shiyu shogigin, only like the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur, that the ikar mitzvah, the core mitzvah of Tosefes, is learned out from a drasha, the whole Isser B'chlal, and that's why it's considered Eino Mefurash B'Torah. And that's what we say, Mutav Shiyuhu Shoygin. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin pointed to the Choshen Mishpat, Simon Yud Beis, where he writes, he's referring to the Ramah there. The Ramah writes that there are those that maintain that nowadays the minhag is not to give macha to those that are doing averos, because yesh bedavar, because there's a good fear that there's a chash sakana, and that they will give you over to the malchus, they'll give you over to the government. Now again, that might not really be relevant today in terms of giving you over to the malchus. You hope that would never be the case, even in Eretz Yisrael. So again, how much that applies, that's not clear. Now there's a very important Beralacha here, Beralacha Tibra Maskel Aval Mefurish, where he says that if someone is a mumar, lahachis, someone who knows the Torah and rebels against it, for example, if they amachal Shabbos b'tarhesia, or over levera lahachiso, so they have a status of like a nachri with respect to this. They're not considered amisecha, and therefore there's no din at all of tochacha, because the idea is that they are considered a mumar l'chol haTorah kula, that someone who does an avera lahachis or he's a machal Shabbos b'tarhesia, that is his din. And the most complicated issue is when you're dealing with someone who might be considered a tinuk shedishba. So again, to give tochacha to people that know that it's usher, and FLPK, they drive on Shabbos, and they've heard of the stream of driving on Shabbos, and they know that it's usher, they're doing it anyway, they're doing it for Hesia, doing it explicitly, there's no mitzvah at all of giving them tochacha. Where it becomes very sticky is where you might be dealing with people who were not brought up, they might have a din of what's called tinuk shenishba. So they did a tinuk shenishba, so what about giving them macha? So in principle, you should have to give them macha, because the mitzvah tochacha is not merely a mitzvah tochacha when they listen and things like that, it's you have to give it. You have to give it to a chacha in and of itself. But there's a principle of mutav shiushayking v'al tiyum mezidit, and the question is, does that apply always to a tinak shenishba that are, you know, going ahead and doing it? They heard of Shabbos, but they basically were not mechunach at all. So what is their status? On one hand, they'd be mechal Shabbos for hesya. They know it's usher, but maybe they have a status of tinak shenishba because they were not brought up. They were not brought up in a from home at all. They're not rejecting the Torah. They never really accepted it. They never even knew to accept it. It's foreign to them. So what are the halachas legabi them is a very, very complex issue that I'm not going to paskin for you right now. All I can point out to you that it sounds like there's still a mitzvah of techacha. This is what the Bar Halacha points out. There's still a mitzvah of techacha, even though people won't listen to you. Because why do you have to then go and say, and this is what the Mefarshim point out, again, it's a machlokes rishonim, but it's completely clear from the Shulchan Aruch and Rama that they bring up the principle of mutav shiyu shogim v'al tiyu mezidin. So you see that the only reason why you don't give them macha is because they'll become amazed. So which would mean, if you know that they're amazed, right, so then we don't say mutav shiyu shogim v'al tiyu mezidin. And even though they, because you know that they know already, right, so once they know already, let's say you have a guy who drives through your neighborhood every Shabbos, and he already heard about Shabbos from you, and you know he knows about Shabbos, because he's heard people screaming about Shabbos, and you know he's not going to listen, but you know he's not a shogeg anymore. So it's mashma, even though he's not going to listen, you go and you give him achah. It's pretty clear from the Ramah that, right, you give it to them, you know they're not going to, you know they're not going to listen, right? So you only give, he says, you only give achah, if you're rabbin once, right? If something was mefurish b'tayra, and you know that he knows, you have to give him achah. So that's why I say, the issue of atinak shenishba is a big issue here. Like, how does that apply? And also the issue of them hating you. And that's where a big issue comes in, that if they're going to hate you, so there are those mefarshim that say if they're going to hate you, and again, it's not mashma, everyone agrees to this, but if they're going to hate you, you should not go ahead and give macha. So could very well be that in the context of macha today, even though, you know, there might be room to give macha even to Tina Shadishba that come through a neighborhood and they machal Shabbos and you can scream at them and do all types of things. Again, we're not talking about throwing rocks. So it could be that macha is necessary there, but it also very well could be that because they're going to hate you, as the Mishnah Berurah says, pen yisna eno, so if they're going to hate you for the tochacha, so that already is a reason to not go ahead and give a tochacha. And a macha, and again, even if you could do it, berabim, and or you should do it berabim, it shouldn't be done more than once berabim. Okay, so I guess if you say Shabbos, 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 Shabbos to the same person over and over again, that might be a problem with berabim. But again, whether or not and when and what context you should do macha, and the overall concept of macha is the subject of the machlekes. The one thing is clear from here: you give macha even if you know he's not going to listen, because it's only when he's a shogeg we say. Okay, so that's something that's very important to understand and appreciate. Okay, we're up to Sif Gimel. In Hifsik, may achilasa ba'oid hayom gadol. The person goes ahead and he stops eating. Oh boy, coughing. I hope I didn't catch corona from you guys. Anyway, so he says here, when we're in Sif Gimel, that a person stopped eating on Erev Yom Kippur and there's still a lot more left to the day. It's after Plaga Mincha. So Yachal Lachzor V'Lechol, he could continue to eat, even though he stopped eating his meal. Kol Zman Shelo Kibel Alav Atainis. As long as he has not accepted upon himself the Atainis, he can continue to eat up until the point where, he has to accept it before Shkia, before Bein HaShemashos, because of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, but he can continue eating even after the meal. Comes the Ramah, and he says, V'Yein La'el Simen Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, Din Kibel Belev Lo Havi Kabbalah. The Ramah says that if you Kabbalah fast, in your heart, that's not a Kabbalah, meaning you think that you're not going to eat. Or again, what that means exactly. We'll see. Let's see in the Mishnah Berurah all these halachas. Let's say, Sif Katan Yibbeis, Yachal Lachzor V'Lechol, Yesh Shekasu Shaminag Shalacha Shachal Asu Lechol. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, not so fast, even though from Shulchan Aruch it sounds like you can continue eating after your meal, if you didn't explicitly accept upon yourself the fast. Then Mishnah Berurah brings the Ramah, the Minag is, after you ate your meal, you should not go ahead and eat at all. because the possession mafsik havi ki'ilu kibel lepeh. Because this minhag is based on the fact that once you stop your meal, it's like you actually accepted the fast explicitly. Therefore, this is what the minhag olam is, and this is what a person should do. If you want to eat and drink after the meal on Erev Yom Kippur, after the Suda Mafsekes, it's appropriate, shekodim b'chaz ha-mazon, before b'chaz ha-mazon, yom ha-befeirish, say explicitly, she'inu mekabel alav adayin ha-tayin. You say, at the end of your meal, before you bench, you say, I am not going ahead and accepting upon myself the fast. You say that explicitly, minimally in your heart, you should be thinking that you're not accepting the fast when you now finish the meal and bench. And that's what you should do. Okay, again, preferably you should say, I am not verbalizing, I'm not accepting the fast by finishing the meal, but minimally you should think it. Otherwise, you get into a shaila here because of the minhag. Sif Katan Yud Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that Kol Zman Shelo Kibel Alav HaTaynis, as long as he wasn't Mekabel HaTaynis, after the meal, he can go ahead and continue eating. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Vim Kibel Alav, but if he was Mekabel upon himself the fast, Aser Gam, he becomes Aser not only in eating, but he also in the other of the Chameshas Inuyim, he becomes Aser also in Rechitza and Sicha, and specifically also the Malacha, he can't do Malacha. Sif Katan Yud Dalid, so the Ram. And he says, "Kol zman shelo kibel av tainis." As long as he's not makabel of tainis, like kabbalah mahani. Now, if he's makabel of tainis, it only becomes a tainis if he accepts it. Rak miplaga mincha ve'elach after plaga mincha. About him kibel av tainis mikodem, but if he's makabel of tainis beforehand, before plaga hamincha, in the kabbalah so klum. The kabbalah is meaningless in terms of it being tosefes yom kippur. For sure, not yom kippur. It can't become yom kippur. It can't be extended yom kippur if he accepts the tainus, if he accepts Yom Kippur upon himself before plaga mincha. However, let's say he just stam the kabbalah upon himself, not to eat anymore. Zemahani, that will work. That works like it does all year long. In kibel alav shelo lechol, if a person is mekabel himself on himself not to eat from chatzos hayom ve'elech, a person is mekabel not to eat from midday and onwards. So it could be a personal fast, but it's not Yom Kippur. You're not going to be also then in Rechitza and Sicha, and you're not going to be also b'malacha. The actual Tosefes, objective Tosefes, Yom Kippurim, can only be established by the person after Plaga Mincha. Then the Ramah had said, namely, in Kibel, Balev, Loik, Abi Kabbalah. But if this person is Kabel, Balev, in his heart, it's not considered a Kabbalah of Yom Kippur. So he says, Vayein, Shom be Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Beis, Mashe Kesad B'Shem Habach Be'Agra, V'Chein Yeser Hadvarim Shom B'Shayach Gam Kein. I mean, he says, check out all the extra things that we spelled out over there, and it's relevant to here as well. If you check out over there, the name of the Bach and the Agra, they are cholik on the Psak of the Ramah, and their opinion is that even if they did not accept explicitly B'Pet, just believe it is considered a Kabbalah, it is considered an acceptance. And the chain, he says, yeser hadvarim. So back there, the Mishnah Berurah also pointed out that even though the Gra and the Bach, they maintain that it could be the kabel belay, that's not a kabbalah in your mind that you are going ahead and accepting upon yourself the tainus, accepting upon yourself Yom Kippur. But if you're not accepting upon yourself the tainus, you just have in your mind that you're not going to eat anymore, that is not a kabbalah. Okay, so we have here the Ramah who says you need to be makabel bepeh. You have the Gra and the Bach who say it can be makabel and it can be a Tosefes Yom Kippur and Belay, but it has to be a Kabbalah of the Tosefes, a Kabbalah of accepting the Tainus upon yourself, accepting Yom Kippur upon yourself, but not stam in your mind that you stop eating. However, again, from the earlier Mishnah Berurah, we saw that the minhag is that after you eat, it is us. It is after you eat the Suda, it is actually us to eat, because the mafsik, the act of stopping your meal, is like a Kabbalah bepeh. And therefore, as we saw, it is appropriate for Brechas HaMazon to go in and say explicitly that you are not accepting upon yourself the fast, and minimally in your heart to think that you're not going to be accepting upon your fast by finishing the meal and benching.